And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is Friday. It is April the 12th, 2024. Man, we're just days away from the most important election of our year, of our lifetime. Now, it's our year. The most important election of our lifetime, and we are coming up on it right now. And I know a lot of people are sitting on the edge of their seats, kind of curious, how bad is it going to be? Are the Democrats going to cheat like they did in 2020? And to be honest with you, I'm going to go ahead and say yes. Of course they're going to cheat. They've already said that President Trump is a Hitler figure. So if you could go back in time, you had a time machine, and you can stop Hitler from doing all of the crazy, terrible things that he was doing, would you do it? See, the Democrats see President Trump as the same thing, so they figure that they can do anything by any means necessary to remove President Trump from office, to make sure that he doesn't go back into the White House. This is their goal. They're willing to do anything and everything. So, yes, I do believe that they're going to cheat. That's why President Trump himself even said, too big to rig. Too big to rig. Well, I will be taking your phone calls on this wonderful Friday, and I want to know what you have to say about the whole FISA issue. They passed it in the House. So what does this mean? It means that the federal government can spy on you, can do, I'm going to go ahead and call it an illegal search on you, without even going to get a search warrant. You know, there's this little thing called the U.S. Constitution that's supposed to prevent them from doing that. But as I'm always saying, the Democrats, along with some of these rhinocrats, they don't care about the Constitution. How important is the Constitution today? How important is it? You know, the founding fathers, when they created the Constitution, they created the Constitution for today's date, for today's time. The Constitution was written for today because they knew at some point evil people would be in control and evil people would do everything they can to destroy this country. And they put the U.S. Constitution there to try to prevent it from happening. But you know what? It's still happening. Because the people that are in authority positions, the people that are over the law, per se, they're actually implementing against what the Constitution says, what the founding fathers warned us about. They're actually implementing it. They're pushing it to it. They're pushing it on us. Now, I don't know about you. See, I'm a law-abiding citizen. I don't go out and rob any banks. I don't go out and attack anybody. I don't ever advocate for it. I don't even plan on doing it. And some people go, but Will Johnson, if you're not doing anything wrong, why do you care if the federal government can look into your bank records, look into your home, spy on you, tap your cell phones, tap your internet, see what you're doing, spy on you without you even knowing about it? If you're not doing anything wrong, Will Johnson, then why do you care? You're missing the point. I don't want them to know what I'm doing. It's none of their business what I'm doing. If I'm not breaking the law, it's none of their business. Why is that so difficult? But you know what? A lot of people, they're willing to give up their freedoms for safety. Oh, that's what we're calling it now. We're going to give up freedoms for safety. Are you okay with giving up the freedoms for safety? I'd rather have it be not safe in order for me to keep my freedoms. Some of y'all may think differently. And by all means, give me a call. Can we put the number on the screen? Let's put the number at the bottom of the screen there in the lower thirds. And you can give me a call and say, no, Will Johnson, you're wrong. I value my safety over my freedom. By all means, call me and tell me. 319-527-3453. That's the numbers right there on the screen. 319-527-3453. You can call me and say, well, you got it all wrong. In order to have your freedoms, we have to give up our safety. We have to give up our freedoms in order to have the safety. This is what's happening. Well, let me share a video clip for you with Marjorie Taylor Greene actually talking about them doing the FISA. This is before they actually passed it. Listen to what she's saying. We're no longer in the United States of America. When they can do away with the U.S. Constitution, and all of these people that voted for this, they took an oath to defend and protect the Constitution. But when it comes to you and I, we're just SOL.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The question today is, do you trust the government? We often hear the claim that it's for your safety. And anytime the government tells us it's for your safety, the American people really question what that means. The same intelligence community that spied on President Trump's campaign has been deeply invested in reauthorizing FISA. And the same intelligence community that wrote the letter lying, saying that the Hunter Biden's laptop is not real, deeply wants FISA reauthorized. These are also the same people in the intelligence community that abused FISA and spied on hundreds of thousands of Americans. And I would argue they will continue to do it. These are also the same people who oppose the FBI having to get a warrant before they can search Americans' data. Yet we have a clause in this bill today that protects members of Congress and notified before they can search members of Congress data. It's always the rules for thee, but not for me. The problem is that this process to reauthorize FISA has received more effort than Congress has actually securing the border. And if the government really cared about protecting Americans, then they would shut the border down and mass deport terrorists out of our country and criminal illegal aliens. But they're not doing that. No, they're telling us we've got to reauthorize FISA so the government can continue to spy on Americans. There's been a lot of games played here in the swamp this past week when it comes to authorizing this bill. We were even told on Wednesday that FISA was completely stopped. Yet here we are voting on virtually the same rule and virtually the same text. The only change has been from a 5-year sunset to a 2-year sunset.
I yield additional 30 seconds to the gentlelady from Georgia.
Gentlelady is recognized for 30 seconds.
Thank you. I would argue that changing that time frame does nothing. If Congress wants to change FISA to protect Americans or get rid of it altogether, we can do that. We make the laws. So the question today is, do you trust the Department of Justice to hold the FBI accountable? Because I don't. And the warrants aren't added to the bill text unless we pass the amendment after this vote and change the bill text. But a vote to change the bill text and add warrants will not get me to pass the final bill to pass FISA.
Ladies,
because I don't trust
expired.
The government, and neither should you.
So what ended up happening is that they removed it from being 5 years being able to just automatically spy on the American people without having to go to the court to get a warrant. Now it's just now they changed it from 5 years to 2 years. And their reasoning for doing this is they're saying, well, we'll just do it the remaining 2 years while Joe Biden is in office. And when President Trump comes, we can revisit it. So this is what they've done. They've given complete total tyranny access to Joe Biden and the Democrats. This is what they've done. Both the Rhinocrats and the Democrats, they're all for this, spying on the American people. And just think about it. This is the same FISA court, same FISA situation that they used to spy on President Trump in 2016. So they've left it in place. Oh, but for the next 2 years. So what's going to happen between now and next January? What's going to happen? They're going to spy again on President Trump. What's to stop them again? What's to stop Hillary Rodham Clinton again from going to the FISA courts, creating another fake dossier and saying that President Trump was colluding with Russia?
Russia.
What's to stop them from doing that again?
I think it's interesting that they did it just while Biden is still president and pass that. So that means
exactly
their plan is, hey, hopefully we'll get the Congress and the Senate back. And so then if Trump gets in office, we'll get rid of it. Right.
They should have got rid of it now.
They should have. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, the Democrats always have
a
plan.
You know what? This could be something for the Democrats that they're going to regret that they were supporting. Why do I say that?
Yeah. Why?
Because President Trump becomes president in January 20th of 2025, mm-hmm. Right? He'll win this year, but he'll actually, you know, they'll do the ceremony and everything of the 20th of January. It'll still be in place.
That
so
is
what's
true.
To stop President Trump from cleaning house and the FBI to DOJ to CIA, and then go ahead and implementing what the Democrats have been doing to the rest of the country. Because right now, if you are a MAGA Republican, they have you on the list. If you're a Christian and you went out and you purchased a Bible, they have you on the list. So if it's still in place when President Trump comes into office, what's to stop them from putting Transtifa on the list? What's to stop them at that point from putting BLM on the list? And they can't complain about it. What's to stop them from putting these crooked politicians on the list? These judges, these DEAs, maybe just maybe, hey, maybe it'll work into the favor of President Trump. But right now, I'm not happy about it. Why? Especially when you have someone like Dan Crenshaw. Listen to Dan Crenshaw. This dude is a total snake. And he'll make his every excuse like, you need to give up your freedoms. He's not going to say this. You need to give up your freedoms for safety and security. Listen to what he says, though. He's really slick.
It would do the necessary reforms to it would codify 56 more reforms. It would put in processes before queries are even made. It would put in criminal penalties for those who do not abide by those processes. The FBI hates these reforms, by the way. Please support this bill. Please do not support the amendment to require a warrant for queries. And I yield back.
Did you hear the last part of that? Let me play the very last part again, because he's trying to act like he's fighting for the American people. But listen to it. He kind of like slips it in there right at the very end. I don't trust this dude at all. He's a total rhino. Listen to it. Listen closely.
Please support this bill. Please do not support the amendment to require a warrant for queries. And I yield back.
Do not support the amendment to require warrants. Right. Right. Don't support that. Shouldn't they have to get a warrant before they just go in there and just start, you know, arresting people? Shouldn't they have to get a warrant to do the fake dossier all over again? Shouldn't they have to go through all that? Shouldn't they have to follow the Constitution before they just do all of that? We no longer live in the United States of America. That's what's happening here. We no longer live in a free nation. Not according to these evil Democrats. Okay, the phone line is open, 319-527-3453. If you want to call me and tell me how I'm getting all this wrong. I mean, by all means, tell me how I'm getting it wrong. Maybe, just maybe, I got it all wrong. Let's listen to Hakeem Jeffries. Because anytime you have Hakeem Jeffries and the Democrats siding with doing something, then you really need to question it. They're all about doing these warrantless searches on the American people. And it's going to give them the power and authority to go after MAGA Republicans because they see us as a threat. Why? Because we want to vote and support President Trump.
Now, I've made the observation, not a declaration, the observation that if the Speaker were to do the right thing and allow the House to work its will with an up or down vote on the national security bill, then I believe that there are a reasonable number of Democrats who would not want to see the Speaker fall as a result of doing the right thing. Observation, not a declaration, because we have to have a conversation. I didn't necessarily mean to rhyme there. But a conversation amongst ourselves as House Democrats before making such a solemn decision.
So does that mean you're ruling out supporting any other type of package?
Our view, quite clearly, and it was expressed this morning in the WIT meeting hosted by the Honorable Catherine Clark, who's doing a great job, is that the only path forward is an up or down vote on the bipartisan comprehensive national security bill.
The only path forward for that bill would be on the suspension calendar, because as was demonstrated yesterday, they can't pass a rule. Are you worried about losing Democratic votes over the Israel aid portion of this, and that you would be in a situation where you couldn't get a two-thirds majority?
I believe that there are a sufficient number of votes to make sure that the national security bill makes it over the legislative finish line if it's brought to the House floor.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds, just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.